Can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction.
I've abandoned free market principles to save the free market system.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy.
I know words. I have the best words. Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
What is up? What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Peddling Fiction Podcast Friday Live Edition. I'm your host, the voice and soul of so-called fiction, Johnny Profita. And back with me, fresh out of bed, trying to wake up, is Justin Hillbilly Boy Campbell. You look like you're in shambles, man.
Man, I woke up around noon. I was like, all right, that's not enough. I gotta get a little bit more sleep than this. And I fell back asleep hard. Usually, and that's not unusual. Usually I go to bed about 9:30, and I'll usually wake up at like 12:30 or 1, and then I'll kind of like catnap off and on until 2 or so. Today I went back down hard, and when I woke up, I was like, oh shit, I gotta start getting like dressed and get the show ready, and I'm trying to eat some lunch, and I'll get there. It's been a long week.
Yeah, for sure. I'm surprised I didn't go back to bed this morning. I usually take a nap after the morning session if I'm feeling kind of tired. And I had the opportunity, but I probably should have, and I didn't. So just a little more coffee for me, and we'll let it rip. We got a lot to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. Well, it hasn't really been a busy news cycle so much as there's just been, like, a lot of random shit that keeps kind of popping up. And it's an election year, so they're going to throw as much stuff as they can at everything to keep the distractions rolling, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to start out with the juice.
The juice is loose.
The juice has been squeezed. All right. There's no juice left. OJ has finally kicked the bucket at 76 after a bout with cancer. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. I'm a bit surprised that he isn't being made into more of a martyr, given the left's proclivity to prop up awful people as martyrs for whatever their fucking movement is. We've got another one of those it'll be a dual shithole Chicago segment coming up later. But yeah, have you seen like positive coverage of him?
Not at all. Well, and I don't think his own behavior has helped him much over the years. Like, he hasn't exactly made himself into a likable figure with the way just with his general demeanor and then like him continuing to search for the killers on his own, like independently for that, like, just,
yeah. Yeah, wasn't able to catch him, huh?
Yeah, it's a shame. Well, and also, I think this post kind of gets at the heart of it a bit, of why he's not being made into more of a martyr, and there's not a lot of positive spin on it.
This is Mark Lamont Hill. I haven't heard from him in a while. I used to see him like on O'Reilly. He was like a guest that they would bring on. Him and O'Reilly would go at it.
So He says, O.J. Simpson was an abusive liar who abandoned his community long before he killed two people in cold blood. His acquittal for murder was the correct and necessary result of a racist criminal legal system, but he's still a monster, not a martyr.
Yeah, I don't know how you can hold those two viewpoints at once. I guess that's a talent coming from the left. He's a monster. He murdered people in cold blood, abandoned his community, but yeah, he shouldn't be in prison because of the criminal justice system had been bad in the past to black people. So he should be off. Like, what? Why wouldn't you just work on getting unjustly imprisoned people out of prison rather than keeping him out of prison?
There was a documentary that came out a few years ago that went into like the details of the OJ case and what all went on in court, and like they looked at and talked about like all of the ways that the prosecution completely bungled the whole thing. And then there was like this interview was that I'm about to show was part of that documentary. Like, it didn't matter at the time whether he was guilty or not. Like, there was an agenda with the OJ case.
Do you think that they're members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of us.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Uh-huh.
You think that's right?
Mm. Well,
no answer. Do you think that's right? Yeah.
For those who are watching the video, there's, you know, the shoulder shrug, the hands up, like, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it is right, according to them. I mean, I remember the trial in particular. I remember when they came out with the verdict and there was just like all this cover, like black people were going crazy, dude. They were celebrating so hard. You know, it was like they all just won the lottery or something. And I've never understood that sort of collectivist mentality, I guess. Like, if there was a white dude that clearly fucking murdered somebody, I mean, I'm sure historically black people in the court system, the government court system, which, by the way, every statist will point to as one of the pillars of our society, you know, this great thing that should be admired and is worth putting up with all the other issues and all the taxes and everything, is because, you know, we have the court system is the envy of the world. There are plenty of white people that have been mistreated as well. And I wouldn't be like, oh yes, he got off. And that's a victory for me because we have the same skin color. I just don't get it, but that's, you know, I guess I just haven't been oppressed enough.
So I guess at the time you had the Rodney King thing, and which was like very, very blatantly a bad move on the cops' part.
Yeah.
Like not like George Floyd and some of these other things that, like, there's some objective, like some subjectivity to it. Like, the Rodney King thing was just straight up bad. And then there had been other incidences leading up to that point. So then when the OJ thing happened, it was just, it was just full on retaliation for everything else that had been happening. Even though, by and large, like, OJ had and they talked about this in the documentary. It was really interesting. I highly recommend watching it. But like, even though by and large OJ had abandoned the black community at that point, he was still, like, you know, this very public, very lovable figure that they still clung to, even though he had basically cast them off. So it was really weird dynamics with everything. And that's also probably why OJ hasn't aged particularly well. And in the, you know, several or 30 years now since all of that happened, is because he had really kind of shit on his own community the way he did. And yeah, it, the whole thing was just like insane. And again, like the prosecution completely bungled the whole thing. Like remember the documentary, they talked about how like the experts, like the forensic experts and stuff, told them, do not use the gloves. Like they are like, do not have him put the gloves on. Like the gloves got wet. They're a leather material. When they dried out, they shrank. There's no way it's going to fit. Like they told them ahead of time, these are the gloves. We have the forensic evidence that they're his, but like, you can't have, like, don't bring them like out. You have to use this evidence. Like, oh man, like everything, every step of the way, they completely fucked up how they should have gone about doing it.
Yeah, that's going to go down in history. It already has, as like the biggest fuck up in the history of prosecution. I mean, it's ridiculous. It was so unnecessary. And didn't he have to have gloves on underneath them too in order to put them on? I think they put like a little thin, like a really paper thin glove on his hand before he put the gloves on. So he had to wear the gloves over leather gloves that have been wet and have shrunk over another pair of gloves. And of course, you know, he stretches his hand out. Yeah. Stretches his hand out. He's like, oh, I can't get my fingers in. It's like, you never give that guy, you don't give the dude on trial control of the key piece of evidence to demonstrate it. It's just like the dumbest thing ever. And, it really is unbelievable. Yeah. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
I mean, Johnny Cochran made his name off of that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it was probably one of the first examples that I can remember of like the left wing of America taking somebody like that and using them for a movement, for a larger movement. Like Rodney King, that makes sense. Completely unjustified, uncalled for, just beating of an innocent guy for no reason, right? Why they attach themselves to horrible people that are like the George Floyds of the world, who Michael, who is the hands up, don't shoot guy? Michael Brown. Like, These are career criminal, like piece of shit people who are doing bad things at the time of their encounter with the cop. It's like there are plenty of examples that you can use of people being abused by police. You don't. All it does is hurt your movement. And why I don't understand this urge to jump on these stories. We've got one out of Chicago that. We can move on into Dexter Reed was this guy's name. And they are trying their damnedest to turn this into a Michael Brown or a Trayvon Martin situation. All the media is running these bullshit headlines. And it's like, dude, the media really is the legacy media, just the enemy of the people. They're trying to start. I don't know if they're trying to. I don't think they'd want riots right now in an election year for Biden because that would look bad. But they're certainly trying to use this to gin up their fucking base to vote against. Like, this is Donald Trump's fault somehow. So, yeah. Shithole Chicago. This is Dexter Reed. You know, just another valedictorian, graduate student, such a good kid, wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just driving, and then the cops just rolled up and shot him. Because that's what the cops do. They go around Chicago and they look for really nice young black dudes to shoot. That's what they do. And so he's like 25 now. The pictures that are floating around, it's like his high school graduation, or I don't know. Yeah, he's got his cap and gown on. They're all fucking scholars, right? All these kids are immediately straight A fucking honor roll students as soon as something bad happens to them. But yeah, he should be alive today. So can you pull up the other one that has some of the headlines? This is like there's like some big movement. There was like a demonstration or something in his honor. Pull up some of that. There's one that has a headline from, I don't know if it was NBC or one of the other major publications.
Yeah, this one, this is an interesting spin on it, I guess. Police fire 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing a black man during a traffic stop.
Yeah. And then again, the picture of him, I don't know if those are his sisters or something. He's got his cap and gown on. He's just, you know, just all around a great guy. Like, what were they doing? He was driving while black, and they just couldn't resist pulling the trigger on him 96 times. Like, right?
For those watching that can't see it, over on the side, the post has the context of this picture. It says, the funniest part about the media's attempts to turn Dexter Reed into a George Floyd is that they're all using a picture of him graduating high school, but the guy's 26 instead of using his mugshot from 5 months ago.
Right. So it turns out he is a criminal. He'd been arrested for, I think, an illegal, like a couple, two charges. Was it two? I know one, he was in possession of an illegal firearm, which, like, I kind of disagree with that charge, but I think he was brandishing it at a, at the Windy City Smokeout, which is like a food thing, barbecue thing that they do in shithole Chicago. So he got, you know, got charged with, you know, possession of an illegal firearm, which is not good. Unfortunately, that we have those kinds of laws, but you know, so he's got at least that other strike, and I think he was arrested on assault charges as well.
He's also got a retail theft charge as well.
Okay, retail, maybe that's what it was. It's hard to keep all these honor roll students straight. So, yeah, you know, just a great all around kid was just driving around, and then the cops rolled up and decided to shoot him 96 times because, you know, they just hate black people. One of the cops was black, by the way. And it turns out he was the one that got shot. So we could play the body cam footage. They have all the body cam footage. There's one that I sent you that has it all synced up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The doors now.
Open the fucking door.
Unlock the doors now. Hey, well, unlock the doors. Open the door now. Open the door now.
Open the door now! Fuck your name! It's St. Louis gun! Shots fired!
Okay, so they pull him over. I think they're saying it was for a seatbelt violation. Again, a law I disagree with, but it's being pulled over. They have their lights on. They're saying, you know, all these people that are trying to make excuses are saying, oh, you know, well, what would you do if people in street clothes just rolled up to your car with a bunch of guns? And they're not in street clothes. They have their fucking flak jackets on that say police on them. Like, their car has lights on, at least in the back you can see that. So he gets pulled over, and I watched all the body cam. There's four, I think there's at least four different officers involved in this. So I watched three of the four. They didn't have the guy that got shot really, except in that one. I didn't see much of his body cam footage, but you know, they roll up and he starts rolling. He has the window down, and they roll up. They're walking up to him, and he starts rolling up the window. And they say, "Don't roll up the window. Why are you rolling up?" So he rolls up the window, and then they try to like open. You know, they're like, "Unlock the door, unlock the door." He won't unlock the door, and then they draw their firearms, and they're like, you know, threatening him. Open the door, roll down your window, that kind of thing. And then he starts shooting at the one dude on the right hand side of the car, which is the black officer. So he shoots first, and then they scatter and they return fire 96 times. That's what happened. He shot at the fucking cops. So like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, what are they supposed to do at that point? I disagree with the reason for them stopping him. I think it's a bullshit fucking law. But like, dude, if you shoot at somebody, they're going to return fire. And I don't think it has to be proportion. I don't know why they're so obsessed with the number of bullets. Ooh, 96 bullets in 41 seconds. It's like, okay. Were they supposed to? So he shot like five times. They were supposed to return exactly five bullets. Like, this is just so fucking stupid.
And they always,
they should have just shot him in the leg. Why didn't they just shoot him in the leg? Yeah, shoot the gun out. Yeah,
spoken like nobody that's ever been in one of these situations or just fired a gun before. So right. Yeah, he ends up getting out of the car eventually, and then he gets, and then they pop him. I don't know if he got shot before he got out of the car. I'd imagine maybe he got clipped a few times, but yeah, he gets out, he walks around to the back of the car, and then yeah, at least one of those guys get him. And yeah, one of the cops was shot in the arm. The other thing I find amazing about, there was another officer that was shot and killed. I think it was in New York, I think maybe a week or so ago. The police response to an officer down is pretty incredible, because within a minute or two of this going down, you've got 50 fucking cop cars there. You got the entire, like, it just goes to show you that they can get there if they really want to. Like, they have the manpower, they have the fucking people, they can get there real quick if they're motivated. But they only seem to be motivated when one of their cops gets shot. That's one of the other things that really struck me about these things. But this idea, but the media, every major publication I saw, every headline was, you know, police shoot guy 96 times in a traffic stop, black man. And that's what everybody sees. Everybody just reads the headlines. And it's, of course, you know, he's driving. What, they've already laid the groundwork for everybody to just assume every, you know, all the bad things. And then, you know, now we can go riot or whatever. It's unbelievable how irresponsible it's fucking criminal, dude. It's absolutely criminal that they can get away with that kind of shit.
And they'll spin it like it's the fault of MAGA Republicans or Donald Trump or something like that. It's always in these liberal shithole cities is where this stuff is happening. Like, there are we already learned from the Juicy Smollett thing that there are no, this is not MAGA country, and as a matter of fact, like, it's just it's racist when it's like, it's a black cop that approaches, like, the guy. So the body cam footage that we just showed, the camera on top is the black officer.
He was the one that was shot.
He's also the one that was approaching. Like, he was the initial point of contact. Like, yeah, it was racially motivated.
Right, dude. And it's just, I don't know, man. Like, clearly it makes sense when you hear all the details why he would, like, what's going to happen if you get popped for a third time, your second illegal gun charge. Right. He was going to be in a lot of trouble. So he took a couple fucking, you know, he took a couple shots. I don't know. But the idea that you should not be held responsible for that, like, what, like, play the, well, let's hear what his mother has to say. You have, man, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just bought his new car 3 days before that. And he was just riding around in his car. He said, "Mom, for a ride. And they killed him. They killed him. And just bought his new
car." And she faints. Yeah. He was just, so by the way, if that's a brand new car, the door, the driver's side door just is already fucked up. So he was already in an accident if he bought that 3 days ago. The door was completely fucking dented. You can see it when they roll up. But yeah, he was just driving around. And he probably was just driving around. But he was driving around with an illegal firearm, and they they pulled him over and he panicked is my best guess. I don't know. Maybe they ran his plates and they saw that he was a fucking felon. I have no idea. Like, I disagree with their justification for stopping him. But dude, once you get stopped, like, you can't just shoot at the cops and then expect that you're going to like and get upset when they shoot back. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, we already made fun of that cop that went fucking apeshit with the acorn. There are plenty of instances of cops really fucking up. But this one, like, I don't know what you expect them to do when they get shot at in the shithole that is Chicago.
Well, even, like, there are a lot of, like, advocacy groups and organizations that research and look at, like, incidences like this. And even those are putting out, like, not getting covered, but putting out statements saying, yeah, he clearly fired anywhere from 5 to 11 times. He initiated the incident. Like, it,
yeah.
Yeah. The number of times that the cops fired at him may have been excessive, but I mean, he basically drops a clip on him. So what are they supposed to do?
Yeah. Again, it's yeah, okay. So maybe they should have only shot at him. I don't know. I mean, if four people are all shooting, they each unload a mag. That's, I don't know. It's at least 50 shots plus, you know, it's like, what are you? Okay. Yeah. So maybe they should have only shot 40 times. Oh, okay. But it's just such a dumb argument to be having. And it's such a dumb person to use as your example of your movement. If your movement is accountability for killer cops, this is not one of those situations.
Well, and that's what they always do. Like, they always use the worst example. Like the Michael Brown thing, it turned out Michael Brown was a fucking thug. And also, he was not innocent in that situation. The Trayvon Martin thing, it, like, there was actual body cam footage that showed that it was not racially motivated. It wasn't, like, The guy who did it wasn't even white, but I mean he became labeled
Hispanic. Okay.
Yeah, he became
He's
white.
The only white Hispanic in the history of the world.
Like, the one time that they had a George Floyd had a fucking rap sheet 3 miles long. The one time that they had like a credible incident was the Freddie Gray thing in Baltimore, which Freddie Gray was not a good person by any means, but the way that the police handled that was completely fucked up, and there's like absolutely no way that guy should have died. Like, that was a completely,
was that the one where they killed him like driving around?
Yeah, they didn't have him properly secured in the vehicle, and he ended up getting like injured pretty severely, and then they didn't take him to get him medical attention quickly enough, and then he ended up dying at the jail or whatever, and like, they had an actual, like, here's an incident where this is objectively fucked up. Like, yeah, he wasn't a good person, but the events that led to his death were not his fault. Like, he didn't do anything to instigate this. It was straight up the police fucked up. And then they tried to burn down fucking Baltimore. Like, I drove through Baltimore the night that a lot of that shit was going on. I'd been at a meeting and in North Carolina, and I was coming back. That was when I was living in Jersey. And so I was coming back, and I missed the fucking exit and ended up driving through downtown fucking Baltimore. And I'm literally driving through Baltimore with one hand on the steering wheel and the other hand, like, my gun is in my other hand on top of the steering wheel, just like waiting for shit to pop off, because it was fucking insane. But, like, instead of like for justice and calling for, you know, change and stuff like that, they burned the fucking city down. There was a store that had like a big piece of like plywood put up in the door that said black owned. All the windows were busted out of that place too. Like, they didn't give a shit. It wasn't like people were trying to like avoid having their shit burnt down because they were supposed to be rioting to solve racism or some shit. And they didn't give a shit. They were just trying to burn the whole fucking city down. And then you know what ended up happening that never, ever, ever got talked about in that case? The police officers involved got fired, and it sparked an incident where they went through and changed everything about the way they handle those situations. The whole, all of the Baltimore Police Department now handles securing a prisoner in a much different way so as to avoid having anything like that happen again. No one talks about that. They, like, they actually fired the guys and changed policy to to stop it from ever happening again. Like, yeah. you got the outcome that you should be looking for out of that. But nobody ever talks about that. Yeah, like, you would never
outcome,
know.
Yeah, it's the outcome that they claim they want. On paper, that's what they say they want. Police reform, they want this to happen. They want the cops to be held accountable. But really, a lot of these people just want an excuse to destroy things. They're angry and they want to fucking, I don't know, they want to riot and loot, which, again, not going to help your cause. Not going to help your cause. Anyway.
Well, I mean, and obviously it's just a systemic problem. Like, racism is so it's so everywhere. That's why everybody hates Maxine Waters. What's her?
Yes. Yeah. God, we haven't heard from her in a while. Should probably play the, actually, can you, don't roll this yet. Should we play the other one where she's telling people to get in people's faces? Does everybody remember that one?
Do we have that one? Where is that?
I don't have it queued up. It just occurred to me that we should play it. But just for frame of reference, if you remember when she was, what she was telling people to do during Donald Trump's presidency and during the 2020 election campaign, get in their faces, fight, make them uncomfortable, that kind of thing, right? Maxine Waters, Aunt Esther. Aunt Esther. Reminds me of Aunt Esther.
She is something else. She is truly like one of the dimmest bulbs.
Yeah. It's amazing. And there's a lot of very dim bulbs. It's amazing they even have the light, enough light to read all these 15,000 page bills they come up with.
I'm trying to find the... Man, it feels like that's been scrubbed.
All right. Well, I bet everybody remembers that. It was pretty ubiquitous. It was out there.
Man, why is there no video of that? I found an article talking about her saying it, but even in the article, there's no link to any videos.
Does it quote her?
Hmm?
Is there a quote? Can we get the direct quote from the article?
Golly, where is it? This is crazy. It's like we all heard her say it. I mean, is this like the Sinbad scenario? Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, department store, gasoline, you get out and you create a crowd. Push back on them. Tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. We've got to get the children connected to their parents. Where is it? Man, this is crazy.
Push back on them. Yeah. Okay. So now let's, when the tables have turned, how does she view this scenario?
As a member of Congress, with people, you know, who evidently had a racist attitude and recently one even confronted me in a restaurant. And they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said. They don't like a position that I took. But you know that, you know, if you were not Black,
right.
You would not be approached that way.
Right, they probably would not. Right. They would think twice about doing it. They think that they can get away with doing it with you and that you're Black.
Who's the interviewer that's agreeing with this ignorant bullshit?
A black chick. I can tell by her voice. It's a black chick. Oh, yeah. That would never do that to anybody who's white. That Rand Paul was accosted with his wife like multiple times. Multiple times. And they weren't disagreeing with his policies. They weren't saying, oh, I didn't like this policy of yours. Like, it was an angry mob of people that she ginned up to go attack him at a restaurant, to go accost him at a restaurant. Oh, they never do that to any white congressman, do they? Never seen that happen before. They never go up to Ted Cruz and harass him when he's in a restaurant. Oh, they don't say racist things. They just say they disagreed with my policy. Why can't you just take him at face value? I mean, yeah, I disagree. I also called her a fucking dumb bitch like a million times. I guess that makes me racist.
Man, if she didn't say such dumb bitch things, we wouldn't have to say that. Like, it's not racist or misogynistic to think that a dumb bitch is a dumb bitch.
Like, oh yeah, they didn't say anything racist, but you can just tell that they're racist because they approach me and I'm black. Like, no, they think they should get some special treatment, apparently.
They disagree with
it. You're not allowed to disagree with anything that they say or ever do. They just walk on water.
If you do, you're racist.
Right, of course. All right, yeah. And while we're hovering around the subject, yeah, let's hear from Whoopi Goldberg on the subject. Because she knows exactly what's in my mind, too. She read my mind again. Whoopi nailed it.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, they, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. They're okay with it.
Yep. Yeah. They're just trying to bring slavery back. That's why they're...
That's it. Yeah. First, they roll back Roe v. Wade and then slavery. And dude, they're like, this is what they're trying to do because I guess did you see this like a million tweets about something from 1864 being overturned by the Supreme Court? Dude, pull up like Elizabeth Warren's fucking tweets or something. It was like some 1864 thing that was probably completely like every time they reference something or say that this is overturning that, it's like complete bullshit. So I don't even bother looking into it anymore. It's not worth my fucking time. But I kept seeing this they're overturning this 1864 law about, you know, some rights. I don't know. But, you know, 1864, slavery, let's tie this all together. First they come for this, and then, you know, we're putting you back in chains because that's what we really want, obviously. It couldn't possibly be that Maxine Waters is just a horrible, despicable person. It's a drain on society. It's too stupid to be in fucking Congress. Couldn't possibly be that. It's that we want to bring slavery back.
Here it is. The state Supreme Court ruled that an abortion ban from 1864 with no exceptions for health, rape, or incest will go into effect. So,
oh, yeah, it was the incest thing. Okay, yeah, rape and incest. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Okay, 1864, so, yep. And you know what else we had in 1864? Slaves, so obviously that's their next target.
You're just trying to roll it all, trying to roll everything back to slavery.
Of course. Yep. Dude, it's exhausting. Like, between, you know, black people complaining about slavery and Jewish people complaining about the Holocaust, it's just like, can we all just shut up and move on? Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's exhausting. I just don't want to talk about it anymore. I want to hear about it anymore. I didn't do anything. I didn't oppress you. I'm just living my fucking life.
I mean, have you seen the shithole slums that most of these people are living in now? Like, your slave quarters, by and large, were better than that. Like, yes, people have pictures of places that had some really, like, terrible accommodations. That was not, by and large, that was not the case, generally speaking. Also, like, that's probably the highest employment rate in, like, the history of black people in the United States. I mean, maybe it wasn't that bad of an idea.
Hey, free healthcare.
Right? You got free healthcare. You got free housing. Everybody's got a job. I mean, the families were thriving, had fathers in the home. Come on now.
Yeah. You weren't allowed to read or anything. They wouldn't teach you letters or numbers, but
they can't do that now anyway.
Yep. They're really squandering that. It's unbelievable, man. It's like think back to like the Thomas Sowell's of America that were much closer to slavery and much closer to like Jim Crow and real oppression, not like, oh, somebody offended me in my college class. So racism. Again, it's just, dude, people, I think it all just stems from not accomplishing anything. When you're incapable of accomplishing something. And what I mean by that is like they never put the effort in. They never really try. So they come up with these things to make them feel important, to make them feel significant, to make them feel like they've accomplished something, when really it's just narcissism masquerading as accomplishment. And they've squandered all of these opportunities. Like imagine like a middle class black person today complaining to Thomas Sowell about how hard they have it. Imagine that. And grow up in fucking Harlem in 1947. It's unbelievable, man. It's just like, get over yourself and apply yourself to something meaningful. You'll be surprised how much happier you'll be when you actually accomplish something of value and you can like look yourself in the mirror and be proud of yourself for your accomplishments, not just like your skin color or some other stupid fucking immutable characteristic.
Well, and then but then with all the DEI stuff, it's created this whole thing on the other side of that. Have you seen the video? I think it's Charlie Kirk doing one of his talks or something. And this girl that's she's Pacific Islander. She's like, I plan on going to college. I have, really good grades and everything. She's like, I'm worried that when I get to college and when I graduate, everybody's going to look at me and think the only reason that I got there was because of how I look, not because of the fact that I busted my ass and got good grades. Right. Now you're in this position where even if you like somebody in the black community, middle class, busts their ass, gets to college, gets a degree, does something good, everybody's going to look at them and be like, is that a diversity hire? Like because they've created this situation where they have turned the diversity hire thing into such a prevalent thing that you don't know.
Yeah. It's terrible what they've fucking done. And it's so frustrating to watch it just be continuously perpetuated. And putting these people up on these pedestals. Play the clip of that that British, I think it's like a British host. She's talking to a non-binary transgender.
Oh gosh.
Play that one.
I gotta find it. See, I had Sheila Jackson Lee attempting to
Yeah, that's a good one too. Shit. Like,
talking about putting the dimmest bulbs up on a.
Okay,
on a
yeah, let's do that real quick before we transition to the transvestites. Let's finish up on the.
I mean, Maxine Waters and Sheila Jackson Lee. These are like the pillars of black female community, and this is the shit we get from them.
So yeah, this is during the eclipse. I'm guessing this is after she was talking about the moon being made up of gas and how the sun was hot, but yeah, a little too hot for us to live near, but we could probably live on the moon if we can just figure out the gas situation there or something to that effect. So she's trying to put on the eclipse glasses and struggling. Like this is an important person in America. She's got one of like the top jobs in the country. She cannot managed to put on these glasses. They're falling off her face again. She's been at it for as long as I've been talking. Ladies and gentlemen, those are not watching the video. She's walking away now. She still doesn't have them on. She's still fumbling around with them. It's a pair of glasses. You hook them around your ears. She can't do it. She still can't do it. She's still messing with them.
Hold up. Okay, this is so.
You'd expect that from Joe Biden, maybe.
We never did me breaking my gun down after the.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but we can do the eclipse glasses. All right, hang on. Here we go. Eclipse glasses. Everybody sees them.
They look complicated. Done already? You wow, just put them on your face, over your nose, and around your ears. That's it.
Dude, crazy,
it's like
right?
You've never seen these things before. I bet you could, dude, you could probably take apart your gun and put it back together before she gets the glasses on. Should we do that?
Easily.
I mean, this is unbelievable that these are the people that are running the country that you're supposed to look up to as a child. That's what they tell you. I would never tell a fucking child to look up to one of these people, but that's what they say. These are in charge of the world, essentially. These are the people. Can't put glasses on. If anybody disagrees with me, they're racist. I can't walk up and down the stairs. Can't put a sentence together. I didn't even pull anything from Joe Biden's press conference the other day. Oh my God, was that fucking terrible? I mean, I think we get the point with him. Jesus Christ, dude. And by the way, World War III is like popping off as we're podcasting. Iran is firing missiles from Lebanon into Israel, threatened that if the U.S. intervenes, they'll attack our bases. Like, it's happening. And thank God, you know, we have these just stable geniuses at the helm. I'm sure Joe Biden's on the case. As soon as he wakes up from his afternoon nap, he'll be right on it. And as soon as that fucking broad gets her glasses on.
Well, and talking about like World War III popping off, you got the stuff still going on with Ukraine. Where did we talk about Lloyd Austin the other day? Like, he was more or less saying that Ukraine needs to not be targeting certain Russian assets because it would disrupt the oil flow and the gas flow to like global supplies. So like Ukraine can shoot missiles at stuff, but just don't shoot them like into Russia and don't actually target any like infrastructure type stuff. Like as if we haven't handcuffed Ukraine enough. Like they're already doing bad enough. Like, and then you got Lloyd Austin's basically just saying, yeah, but also don't like do anything that would benefit you. Like we can't be fucking up the global oil and gas supply.
No, of course not. And I was told, I think it was Chuck Schumer who told me that the only reason Ukraine's struggling is because we haven't given them enough money and weapons.
Of course. Yeah,
that's the problem. Otherwise, you know, they would have just, you know, mopped the floor with Russia. Of course. Oh, yeah, since body double. Yeah. But going back to this disturbing trend of people thinking that they're important and accomplished and special for accomplishing absolutely nothing. Do you have that interview yet?
Yeah.
Can we transition?
There we go. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we can, but some people can.
Good afternoon, Julia. You say my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar. So the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you. But I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself. But you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person, and you're a female person. So I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe. Making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they, them pronouns for an individual. But we're here to talk about the cast review.
Yeah, but you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person, as you just pointed out.
I didn't just point that out. I introduced you as a journalist and a Virgin Radio presenter.
No, just before I came on, you were talking about how people with all these labels like to be special. And I'm just making sure that everyone knows I'm special.
Okay, I'm not special. I'm just a boring old heterosexual married woman. But, you know, sorry about that. We're not allowed to do that anymore. In fact, that probably does make me special now. I don't know.
Give that fucking reporter a raise. What a great, great exchange that was. It's so funny when British people, like, it just comes off as so passive aggressive and great with their fucking accent and everything. But I'm special. I'm special. Don't you see that? I'm not a woman. I'm not an individual. I'm a non-binary trans special person. What makes you special? No, then they're out of ideas. Nothing made me special. So I had to come up with all this bullshit. I had to change my identity. And because I can't point to any accomplishments that make me special, I have to demand that you adhere to my ridiculous, retarded worldview.
Well, that's the thing. They always look like that. Like they always have a certain look to them. They're very unimpressive. They're very weird and squirrely. They're people that you can tell they don't carry themselves well. They definitely don't work out. They definitely don't take pride in anything that they've ever done because they haven't ever done anything. Like the whole transgender thing and the furry shit and all of that stuff. It's becoming more and more prevalent in like high schools and middle schools and stuff, because it's the way that kids can establish themselves as special and unique. Like they feel this strange, I guess kids always have wanted to be noticed. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Or like you want to be praised, and it's a natural thing as a kid. You're looking for that sort of encouragement and praise and things like that.
But now that's the thing. Like, you have to be that, or else nobody pays attention to you. Like, nobody thinks you're right. Nobody's going to tell you you're special.
It's great that they're debasing the specialty of being 2S LGBTQIA+. Because the more, you know, now it's like 50% of that generation identifies as that. So are you really that special? Right. Pretty soon being a straight heterosexual man or something, just a regular old person like that lady, is going to make you special. But yeah, that doesn't make you special. You just changing your pronouns and the way you present your gender to the outside world doesn't make you special. It makes you stupid. It makes you stupid. Imagine if these people spent a fraction, a tenth of the energy and time towards something productive in their lives instead of obsessing about their gender and their pronouns and their oppression and this and that. Just like you said, go work out, go do something. I don't know, read a book that isn't like just propaganda about gender ideology. Learn something, do something, start a business.
They can't read any books about gender ideology because all of those have been banned, right? That's Republicans have banned all of those books, right?
Yes.
That's what I've been told.
Republicans are, that's what's holding them back. Yeah. Donald Trump is holding them back from succeeding. Succeeding at what again? I don't know.
Okay. What are they even trying to succeed pronouns? At?
Congratulations, they, them. Now what? Are you going to do something? Are you going to do anything? What's the cast review? Still don't know. Should we look that up?
I don't think so.
I don't want to either. We got more important things to talk about, but I wonder what was the impetus for this interview. Cause she apparently accomplished something. She's a virgin reporter or a virgin something, virgin interviewer. That's a weird way of saying it.
I don't think they mean virgin in the sense that she hasn't had sex. I think she works for like Virgin Mobile or Virgin.
Oh, I thought it was just like she did one. It was like her first interview or something. I don't know. Oh my God.
pretty sure it's Virgin Media. Not like never had sex. Although I'm pretty sure that person probably has never had sex either.
Yeah, no, they do some weird stuff. No, I didn't think she was an, like, I just thought like virgin in the sense like she hadn't taken this endeavor before. Like it was the first paper she wrote or whatever the cast review is. It was the first review she did. But it doesn't matter. She's special. So everybody's special. Everybody's their own little snowflake. Blah, all this fucking smoke that they've been blowing up kids' asses since I was a kid. You're not special. There's billions of you around the fucking planet. Like, you're not fucking special unless you do something special. And changing your fucking pronouns and demanding that people refer to you as the opposite gender or whatever is not special. In fact, it's getting less and less special by the day.
Yeah. So you called me by the incorrect pronouns. Like, no, I called you by the correct pronouns.
Right. Yeah. It's not grammatically incorrect to refer to a singular person as they. Yeah, it is. It always was. Just because you changed it in some bullshit dictionary now. No, that's not how this works.
Right.
Yeah, she's very special. Special like short bus special. Okay. What else? We got a lot more things I wanted to get to today. What else we got?
And I don't really have time for all of this.
You got time. We haven't even done an hour yet.
Let's see. I know, but I didn't get anything done today. All I did was sleep. speaking of short bus special, we got David Hogg getting.
Oh, yeah. So did you watch this debate?
No. Apparently, David Hogg and Spike Cohen had a debate about gun control. And I mean, Spike didn't even have to do anything. One of the audience members took care of the whole debate for him.
Yeah, but hang on, before we get to that, because I did watch this yesterday. I didn't watch it live, but I watched the repeat of it because somebody was tweeting about it. And I just wanted to see. I don't think David Hogg, or actually he said during this debate that he's never done this before. So he didn't bring anything. He didn't really have any concrete ideas or anything. It would, I'm sure that surprises a lot of people. He would just say it's the guns, and he would talk about the Parkland shooting, and he would talk about like the way he feels and suicides. And dude, it was like Spike Cohen, like in his opening statement, you know, they do the opening, he's like, just so we're on the same page, when we talk about gun violence, we should exclude suicides because that's 2/3 of what he's going to be referencing, and it's complete bullshit. It has nothing to do with the guns. And he's like, well, I think we still need to talk about it because, most people that attempt suicide other ways don't actually successfully do it. And if they didn't have access to the guns, then they'd still be alive. A lot of them would still be alive today or something. But he'll openly admit 2/3 of the deaths that he references are suicide deaths. But it's the guns. It's the guns. It's the guns. He said that like 50 times. Scott Cohen had like graphs and stuff that would show like that there's no correlation between any of the ideas that he would put forth, you know, in terms of like stricter gun laws. And then, you know, or more guns in an area, you would think if there, you know, if it was the number of guns per capita or something, that you would see the graph go like this, but it was just fucking peppered all over the place. So he's like, he's got these charts. And this kid has nothing. He says absolutely nothing. It was kind of, he does seem like, I mean, he's as dumb as I thought he was. It was really funny watching them introduce him because it was like Scott Cohen, like, you know, former presidential candidate on the Libertarian ticket. He's got this organization and that organization. And those are his accomplishments. And then here's David Hogg. He went to school. It was essentially it. Like, he went to school and almost got shot. And then he went to Harvard.
He wasn't even there. He didn't even almost get shot. He rode his bike to the school after it happened. Like, he wasn't even there when it happened. He wasn't in the school at all.
Okay. Yeah. But it's just like, so he went to school and yeah, he's just been riding this incident for, you know, and he started March for Our Lives or whatever. He started an organization to get people against, you know, guns and everything like that. So it was,
he had his woke pillow company that was going to put My Pillow out of business.
Oh, they didn't mention that. Yeah. How's that one going?
Never got off the ground.
Okay. Yeah. So it was just like he was way out of his depth on this one. He tried to like rip Spike Cohen at one point because he pulled a bunch of graphs from like Wikipedia. And he's like, if I turn this in school, like I would have gotten an F in class because it's from Wikipedia. And he's like, no, it's not from Wikipedia. Like, yeah, I pulled the graph from Wikipedia, but Wikipedia they're sourcing it from all these governments. He's like, this government, that government. And he starts naming. He's like, that one's from here, that one's from there. It's just Wikipedia aggregated all these charts. And that was like his biggest thought. He kept harping on that. And I was just like, dude, I don't know. You guys can go watch it for yourself, but they did a Q&A at the end. And this Chinese chick, dude, it was classic. She gets up there and yeah, go ahead and roll it.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold the communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the US, in DC, will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Yeah, just a great point. Great point. And then the debate's over. This debate is over. And his big thing, he's just like, listen, I don't want to take your guns. I like guns. I was in this shooting club. I just want to take Massachusetts gun laws and extend them federally across the entire country. I'm not familiar with Massachusetts gun laws, but he was like obsessed with it. He kept talking about Massachusetts, Massachusetts, Massachusetts. And he even made reference to the Affordable Care Act. Obama, he's like, just like we did with the Affordable Care Act, we took Massachusetts healthcare and extended it for the entire country. And I was like, oh yeah, that worked out beautifully. That Affordable Care Act. That's been sunshine and fucking rainbows for the last 15 years, hasn't it? It's unbelievable, man. But anyway, I thought he got dusted. They did a poll. You know, they did the poll at the beginning of the debate and a poll after the debate to see if it swayed any of the audience, and they completely fucked that up. So the first poll included people that were online. So it was like, it was literally like 70-30 in favor of Spike Cohen's position. And then after they finished the debate, they didn't allow online polling, and it like flipped 70-30 the other way because everybody in the room was pro gun control. I don't see a way that anybody was swayed by what David Hogg was saying. He would just say, he would like say it's the guns and then like emotional appeals kind of thing. And then Spike would just like, he'd be like, nope, it's not the guns. Look at this data. And he'd be like, well, you know, statistics, like, you know, there are lies, damn lies and statistics. And he's like, all right. But you would think if any of these things that you're talking about were remotely true, we'd see it borne out in some of the data somewhere. Anyway, I thought Spike did a pretty good job. I was surprised that David Hogg actually took the debate. I don't know if he knew. He claims to have respected Spike Cohen and everything, so maybe he did know. I'm glad that he did it. And you know, he was good about it. He wasn't like he didn't have like a lot of these like, oh, like if you're for gun control or something, you obviously hate children and want them to die. There was nothing like that. So it was like, it was very cordial and everything. And I respect him for going into the debate, but man, dude, that kid's got nothing. He's got nothing. Very unimpressive for a Harvard graduate. All right. We got a couple more minutes, right? How much time you got?
I got about 5 minutes, maybe right. 10.
You can do 10. Yeah,
I'm trying to kind of like quickly go through Massachusetts gun laws. They do have some stuff with purchasing ammo, which usually gets a lot of pushback, especially in red states. They have a firearm storage law that can be anywhere from a $2,000 to $15,000 fine, or up to a year and a half to 12 years imprisonment if you don't have your guns stored in a locked container that is tamper resistant, like all this, like.
So if you render your gun useless, you can have one.
Right. Yeah. There's a bunch of bullshit, basically. Like, it's.
Yeah. And then he was, of course, he wants an assault weapons ban. No AR-15s, no high capacity magazines.
Well, and that's another thing is anything more than 10 round magazine is illegal.
Yeah, he mentioned that. Okay, yeah. So the things that he was talking about, I guess, conform with the Massachusetts law. So yeah, that's what he said. No AR-15 style rifles and no magazines over 10 rounds. And then the problem solved, obviously. And he wants gun-free zones. He said he wanted schools to be gun-free zones because he didn't want them to be prisons. I thought that was an interesting choice of words because they are gun-free zones right now and they are still prisons.
Right.
You got to do a hell of a lot more to change the school system than just put up a gun-free zone sign to make it not a prison. That's for goddamn sure. So It was actually pretty frustrating to watch the debate because they didn't give him a lot of time to talk. It was like, okay, 2 minute opening statement and then like, okay, 30 second response, like 1 minute to respond. So it was like very tough for either of them to really make points. I mean, Spike needed a lot more time to make his eloquent points backed up by data than Hogg needed to make his.
It's the guns. Bullshit.
Like, yeah, it's the guns. Like he said it like 10, it should have been a drinking game. I was joking on Twitter that more people died from that drinking game during the debate than died from gun violence this year.
Well, but speaking of prisons, now everybody is starting to lock everything down. You got Target locking up all of its merchandise.
Yeah, look at this, dude.
San Francisco is going to be the only store to lock everything up. I just spoke to some Target employees and they just confirmed with me that they will be rolling this out to every Target location in the country. So Targets all across America are going to start locking up everything.
This is
the country I grew up in, what's happening in America.
Yeah. So for those not watching the video, all the shelves are completely encased. Everything is locked up. I don't understand the things like, why would you go to the store at this point? What do you do? You walk around and then you have to like flag down an employee, be like, hey, can you open this up? Cause I want this thing. Imagine the staff that would be required for that. How do you do it?
They're not going to add staff. You just got to wait for somebody to.
Yeah. Or maybe you just like scan it or something through the glass and then you go up to the counter and they bring you all your shit at once. I don't know how it's going to work, but why the fuck would you bother going to the store if you can't, like you can't touch anything. It's all behind, everything is behind these glass. And just dude, imagine being Target and rolling that out nationwide. Reconfiguring your entire fucking stores, encasing everything behind plexiglass. Everything's locked up. All your shelving is different now in like a million stores. Instead of what? Just fucking smacking some idiot upside the head when he tries to steal something? It's so much easier. It's so much easier to just arrest these people.
They're not allowed to.
It's unbelievable, man. I would just, dude, honestly, if I was Target, I'd just be like, I'm done, man. I'm done. That's it.
Be an online only store. I mean, it maybe seems to work for Amazon.
I might just rest on my laurels, sell the fucking company to some other idiot that wants to put up with this shit. And I'd be like, all right, dude, I'm going to just be on my yacht while you guys fucking burn this country down. It is getting absolutely ridiculous. But everybody, you know, all those guys that run into that store and then they'll end up killing somebody. And the media will run their eighth grade graduation picture and tell you how they're fucking honor roll student saints, that just straight shooters that had just their whole lives ahead of them. They were going to be the CEO of this and they were going to be the next president or whatever. It's like, yeah. Or He's a two-time felon piece of shit. Unbelievable. What else? A couple more. We got some. There's definitely a humorous one in there because we were making fun of fat people, I think, on the last one. We can make fun of a skinny lady.
Oh, God. This thing is terrifying. Are we sure this is a lady?
I'm not sure what it is, dude.
Everything about this thing is just horrifying.
Yeah, this is not going to play well to the listening audience, but I don't know what this is, dude. I think it's a woman. At least it used to be. And
look at her face. Like,
her face is a goddamn disaster, dude. It looks like somebody put like eggs underneath her, like over her cheekbones.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has like two eggs sideways, like laying horizontal underneath her eye. Like somebody beat the shit out of her. She's just got these fucking goose eggs. And then a weird chin, fake lip, like everything's done up, dude. She looks like a, like the, almost like the, that weird doll from the Saw movies.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I see it now. Yeah. I can't unsee it. Yeah. Like, look at the jawline and the chin is completely like manufactured. The lips are like blown up like fucking balloons. Her, like her, she's got these like you said, like the artificial cheekbones that, yeah, like you said, it looks like eggs stuffed under her fucking chin. But then the nose is still like a big crook nose looking thing. Like you did all the rest of this, but you didn't bother to get a nose job and remove whatever the fuck's going on with that thing. She's like ridiculously skinny, but also has like D tits. They've got the big long.
Yeah, she's got great cans. Yeah.
The long claw fucking fingernails.
Aspiring Midwest making some great points. Like a bad claymation character. Or Laura, blonde Laura Loomer. can't believe that Chinese woman was able to drive home that message. That's a good one.
If y'all aren't participating in the chat with Jim, you should be.
Yeah. Magoo's crushing it today. But I don't know what this is, dude. It should be fucking... Doctors who are doing this to people should be fucking punished. Like, she's clearly, or he, or whatever that is, has a problem. They're either, like, mentally not there, or they're, like, addicted to these surgeries or something like that. Because it's way too far. Way too far. Like, how could you do that to somebody's face and be like, oh, yeah, it looks good. She looks like a fucking freak show.
Well...
So if you had to choose,
this is like becoming a more commonplace thing. Like you see these chicks with these like sunken cheeks and weird looking like.
And it's younger, dude. It's younger chicks getting stuff done, man. You'll see like a 25-year-old chick and you'll think she's like 45 only because she's had so much work done. It's like, why are you getting your fucking face, like a facelift and your lips done at 25. Like those are your golden years as a chick. It's just like, you don't need to do all that shit now. Do that when you're fucking 50. I love the Bill Burr bit about old chicks. Like, stop trying to look fuckable in your 50s. it's such a good one. Before he got all fucking pussy whipped by his wife, he used to be really funny. But yeah, this is it. So if you had to choose, the reason I brought this up was because we had the big gal on the last one who I don't think had any work done. She was all natural. And she was too intimidating to ask out.
I would probably go with her because at least she was like genuine. Like, yeah,
I would probably have to go with her too. Yeah.
She's bigger than I would prefer, but she was. Like,
who would you be more embarrassed to be seen out in public? Like, you got to take one of them to dinner.
the clown looking bitch, that would be the embarrassing one. Like, what even is this? Like, at least the fat chick is identifiable as a normal human being. She's just fat, and like
she's gonna eat a lot more though.
Be fixed. I think once you've hit that point of plastic surgery, there's no like reversing that shit. Like even if you took the eggs out of her cheeks and like deflated her lips, then it's just gonna be some, or took the took the giant, you know, fun bags out. Then it's just going to be like some deflated, weird looking, like.
Yeah, the skin's going to be all saggy, and then she's going to have to get like one of those zipper jobs where they pull it back and cut it up and stitch it back. It's, dude, what the hell is wrong with people, man? What is going on? Like, not only has the whole world gone crazy, but they're just mutilating themselves now voluntarily.
The fat chick can lose weight. Whatever that little Shop of Horrors creation is, like, I don't think there's any fixing that.
Oh my God. And there's, yeah, like you said, there's so many more women doing this. Yeah. What the hell is even that? Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's crazy, man. And the number of like young chicks that I see, they're getting Botox in their fucking 20s. They're getting their fucking tits done. They're getting their lips done. It's just like, what is going on? Like, who's raising these girls to, like, I don't know, man. It's sad.
All right.
It is sad. Yeah, chicks are getting like fake tits and fucking high. Did you see that one chick who's, she's like one of the top OnlyFans girls? She's in high school.
Shit's ridiculous.
I saw a post, like, I saw a post about it on, I think it was on, yeah, it was on Twitter. I'm guessing she's 18. And in high school, maybe she was born late or something, but like, yeah, she's making like millions of dollars in OnlyFans and she's in fucking high school, dude. Her parents must be very proud.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they're absolutely ecstatic that she's not even graduated high school and in the top 1% yeah. or 0.5%.
Yeah, she's getting fucking railed on the internet. It's like, well, at least she's not going to waste her time going to college, taking out one of those expensive loans.
I guess.
Oh, speaking of, I sent you some more stuff on that. I don't know if we have time for it.
Where was the, oh, all of the, which one do you want to go with?
AOC or the, let's do the AOC one.
Okay. Yeah. AOC's at least, better to look at than Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, it is just so weird and cringy watching like 80-year-old geriatrics try to do impromptu videos.
Today, the White House announced plans for a new student debt relief program that you personally worked on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about it.
So there are over 40 million student loan borrowers in the United States today. President Biden just unveiled a plan to offer relief in some way, shape, or form, either complete or partial, to 30 million of them. 30 million student loan borrowers are going to start seeing relief.
Just because I know how recently this was you, are you one of the people who will benefit from this program?
Now, I don't think I will be. Actually, I'm going to be one of the few that doesn't. I'm a member of Congress. I'm a little bit outside the threshold and bounds. But if I wasn't, you know, just a few years ago, waitress me 5 years ago would have benefited from it. Congresswoman me will not, but that's okay. I'll take the knock if it means that that people can get relief. And you know,
Congressman,
this is huge.
Congresswoman
this is
me.
People getting a student loan forgiveness, their student loans canceled. It means that, you know, it's hope to buy a house or have a kid or travel abroad or maybe even go back to school and you know, pursue a career that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have. I mean, one of the reasons that's not me now is because I didn't feel like I'd be able to afford medical school. And so hopefully someone else who's at an ICEF competition somewhere will be able to do that because of this. So
I didn't realize the silver lining of these unaffordable loans is that it saved the world from Dr. AOC.
Dr. AOC.
Yeah. Like, oh, maybe they can go back to school. There's an idea. Yeah, forgive this loan so I can go back to school, take out another loan that I won't be able to pay back to double down on my worthless degree. Should I do that? It's unbelievable, man. Oh my God, it's so fucking frustrating. Oh, I don't qualify for it because I'm in Congress now. I'm making hundreds of thousands a year. She's going to be a fucking million. Like, she probably already is raking in a couple million a year. through everything. We just don't know it yet, but she will be unfortunately, a multi-millionaire in the next couple of years.
I think she already is.
Yeah.
Benefits which is being part of the squad.
It's ridiculous, dude. Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous that somebody like that can make millions of dollars from just being an idiot in Congress. So it's infuriating. And she's like, oh yeah, everyone's going to get this relief so they can buy a house. Like everything is just like, oh, so you're going to, why would they buy a house then? Take on another loan that they can't pay back because they can't get a good job because they have a worthless degree. So now you're going to take on a 30-year mortgage instead, buy an overpriced house at interest rates you can't afford. How's that going to work out? One, this is all like, just so stupid.
Well, and one of the things that we talked about on the last one was how much of this student loan debt is because of accumulating interest that they haven't been paying off. They haven't been paying their loans anyway. So, like, how is that
going to afford them? How much relief are they actually going to get?
Right.
Yeah, relief from that bill that you weren't paying. Yeah, that we just for all intents and purposes has been forgiven since 2020.
Right, like they never started paying this shit back. Like they were supposed to, but then what it turned out was the interest was still accumulating during all that time that they didn't have to pay it back. So now. And they didn't actually not have to make the payments. They just were being not penalized for not making the payments at the time. But now the payments are all due. And it's not like, oh, yeah, you just get to like pick up where you left off. Like, no, you actually still owe all of that you didn't pay, plus the interest on it, plus everything else. Like, welcome to your fucking. If you would have listened to smart people during the time, like whenever they were doing those debt relief programs and stuff during COVID, is like, they're not saying you don't have to make the payment. They're saying that they won't come and repo your house if you don't make the payment. But the payments still do. Like that didn't change.
Yeah, it will come back. And then when you buy a house, wait till they got to start paying property taxes on top of that, and then they will take your house eventually. No, that is not AOC in the background. That is fucking the ICE guy. I don't understand it, dude. It took me like months to figure out what the fuck that guy was screaming. He comes by like every day and, you know, he's driving this truck that says Yale, you know, Yalo is ice in Spanish. And he's just yelling that he's like, does anybody need ice? Or it might be water. I don't know. Ice and water.
Speaking of property taxes, what was yours in Chicago? We got spring installment of our property tax bills is due here in May. So I got them in the mail yesterday.
Mine were when I moved out, when I finally sold the place, mine were $9,000 a year.
Good God.
Yeah. Maybe 8,800 or something like that. Yeah. They were 5,000 when I first bought the place.
We got two houses, about 3 acres and like the garage and a big shop, and all combined it's about $1,200 for a year for all of it.
I didn't even have 1200 square feet. I had 1131 square feet and I was paying $9,000 a year in property taxes. Get fucked, Chicago. Get fucked. And that was there was a 20% increase in the last year too. It was crazy, man. They wanted me to stroke fucking $4,000 checks twice a year, 4,500. And I was like, dude, no, I'm out of here. That's it. Your school system is unusable. The roads are undrivable. Get fucked, Chicago.
Well, it's I get ready to go to work. Tatis talking about, you know, like property taxes and everything else. More things that are going to become unaffordable. We've got fast food price inflation over the last 10 years, which has been just out of control. And then also the WHO director general wants to transform the food system, and power is going to become your power is going to become more expensive too. So as if your property taxes weren't going up enough, everything else is about to go up too. So prepare to.
Yeah, I love how everything is just its own inflation. Food inflation or shrinkflation, power bill inflation. It's just like, no, it's all inflation. It's not just like these little things, like piecing it together. They got 15 different names for the same thing. It's, you know, price gouging, corporate greed, shrinkflation, everything but what it actually is. It's inflation, and you caused it. You spent $7 trillion. You're borrowing a trillion every 100 days now. Our interest on the national debt is $1.1 trillion a year at current rates, which is more than Social Security now. Like, we're way past the point of no return on this. It's a fucking disaster. So, yeah, things are looking great. We're completely bankrupt. We are the world's biggest debtor nation. We are funding wars all over the place. It looks like World War III is going to kick off this. Like, dude, this could be a fucking big weekend. I don't think we're going to be talking about inflation on Monday morning or on Tuesday. I think we're going to be talking about the Black Monday in the markets and fucking war with Iran. I hope I'm wrong, but.
Sounds like more fun to talk about anyway.
Yeah, right. So enjoy this weekend, everybody. It might be the last one before a fucking nuclear bomb goes off. So make hay while the sun is shining. Justin's going to go to work.
Watch Fallout on Amazon Prime and figure out what to do in the event of the nuclear bombs falling, and then you'll be ready.
Yeah, I'm going to Justin's place.
This is where it'll be. But we've also got coal mines and stuff, so in the event of the nuclear bombs falling, you know, we can get underground and hide and get shelter.
Yeah. I'll make a quick pit stop in Milwaukee, get my arsenal, and I'll bring it over.
Hell yeah. Party at my place.
All right. Thank you all so very much for listening. Like I said, enjoy your weekend, and good luck to everybody. I hope I'm wrong about what's about to happen. And we'll be back on Tuesday, assuming the world is still here, with a brand new episode for you. Until then, you know what to do. Just keep on peddling that so-called fiction. Peace.